Chairs No Waiting, episode number 259, News of Cast and Crew, E-Bullet, November 2013. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. They got some brand new 2014 calendars there, plus some brand new sweatshirts. It's getting winter time, so head over there and pick up some sweatshirts to go along with your Mayberry t-shirts from weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of 259, Ben Weaver. And thank you to the Mayberry Band. Aren't they always so great? Folks, man, I'm so glad to have you with me this week here in Mayberry. I always enjoy spending time here in Mayberry with you. And it's always a treat for me. I can't believe you guys still listen, to tell you the truth. 259 episodes in. Folks, this week we're going to be talking about news from cast and crew. The November 2013 E-Bullet is about to hit the street as I'm going to record this. So you guys are going to be able to pick up on things maybe before you even get it in your mailbox. Thanks to Jim Clark, Mr. Weaver, over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. He is the one who actually does all the work for the E-Bullet. And folks, we owe Jim Clark a huge bit of gratitude for all the work he does to keep Mayberry alive and just going so well and giving us this wonderful information. Now, in the E-Bullet, if you have never heard about it, you need to head over to imayberry.com, and right on the front page, you'll be able to see a link for the E-Bullet. It's always there on the front. You might have to scroll down just a little bit, but if you go to the front page, you'll see a big link there for E-Bullet. And if you click it, it'll take you to the latest issue of the E-Bullet that's currently on the street whenever you're listening to this. And it also has archives of all the past episodes going back to, 10 years or more. So you can go and see all the archives of the E-Bullet and read them along with the latest edition. Now, this edition we're going to talk about was, as I already said, from November 2013. And there is all kinds of amazing things on there. Of course, since it's November, we're talking about Thanksgiving. It's got some great stuff in there with always has event news. So definitely head over and check out the events that are coming up. Whenever you're listening to this, you can head over to the E-Bullet and check out all the current events. You can also go to the front page of imayberry.com, and there is an event calendar link right there on the front page, and it'll take you to a similar, more up-to-date, it's always up-to-date issue of the calendar. But the E-Bullet itself always has great information in there about upcoming events that are current at the time it came out. So you can always look back and see some history of things that were going on at that time frame, because it's got information about right now, 2013 and 2014 upcoming events. But folks, what I wanted just to do is go over some of the cast and crew news, because I believe that's just a lot of fun to actually see the news of what's going on with the show. So let's go, and first I want to try to get some music going for us in the background to make this sound, with a little voiceover. So Carl Benson and his orchestra, and I believe it's the original orchestra. There they are playing for us. And I believe that's Carl's mom on the saxophone. You might be able to hear. So folks, let's hear about some of the news that's going on right now in Mayberry and around it. Ron Howard, you guys ever heard of him? That's Opie. His film Rush, about the legendary saga in Formula One racing, has received good reviews and has found solid box office sales. Now some Oscar buzz is coming along, especially overseas, where Formula One is wildly popular. It's grossed over $90 million since it was released in September. So there's a lot of information in the E-Bullet about all kinds of stuff with Ron Howard, including he is also filming a new movie called In the Heart of the Sea, a tragic story about the Essex, a whaling ship that was destroyed by a whale in 1820. And Ron's Imagine Entertainment Studio is producing a revival of the popular 24 TV series called 24 Living Another Day. Sounds like a James Bond movie, doesn't it? It's set to begin airing sometime in 2014. Ron and imagination partner Brian Grazer is also they're also trying to bring the Friday Night Lights TV series to the big screen, where film versions of Friday Night Lights, based on the books, started in 2004. An interesting twist here is that Imagine is likely going to use crowdfunding. That's money from fans and other people through Kickstarter or a similar program as part of the financial backing for the movie. That's interesting. So good luck to Ron Howard on that. All right, so next up, let's hear a little bit about Betty Lynn. Betty Lynn had surgery the day before her birthday at the end of August. She's recovering well and always a trooper. She made appearances at key parts of Mayberry Days and has kept up her autograph sessions once a month, the third Friday from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. at the Andy Griffith Museum. So you guys, if you're ever in Mount Airy, head to the Andy Griffith Museum on the third Friday, and you'll be able to see Betty. She'll sign autographs for you. Maggie Peterson and Rodney Dillard recently performed in Minnesota. And Rodney and his wife, Beverly, were also able to visit the Taylor Home Inn, a bread and breakfast that's a replica of the Taylor House seen on the Andy Griffith Show. It's near Clear Lake, Wisconsin. So that's cool. Maggie, speaking of her, and Ronnie Schell will be appearing at the Andy Griffith Museum February 12th and 13th, doing a live performance of Love Letters for one night only, February the 14th in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Check out the calendar in the e-bullet if you'd like to know more information. James Best, Roscoe B. Coltrane. Of course, we know him as Jim Lindsay. Who would have been playing with Carl Benson, possibly, and his orchestra? He has a full schedule of personal appearances and exhibitions of his original art. In October, he was in Enos, Texas, for a big Dukes of Hazzard reunion. Many of his personal appearances are Dukes of Hazzard related, but he's often joined in comedy sketches on stage by David the Mayberry Deputy Browning. And look for James and David Browning, along with John Snyder from the Dukes of Hazzard, Bruce Davidson, and an attractive cast in The Return of the Killer Shrews. Return of the Killer Shrews. Yeah, folks, you don't want to miss that. That is a great B-movie that James just created. You want to check that out? They have it over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Go check it out. It's a great movie. It's a lot of fun to watch. If you like Sharknado, you're going to love Return of the Killer Shrews. On a tamer note, James is set to star in a production of On Golden Pond in Hickory, North Carolina Community Theater in February, on the 28th of February in 2014. So we want to encourage you, if you're ever in an area where they're having an event like this, I definitely want to encourage you, this is Alan speaking, not the e-bullet, to head over to one of these events, because they are awesome to go to, and you'll see a lot of other Mayberry fans there as well. Let me give you a little information. Now, if you didn't go to Mayberry Days, we had folks at Mayberry Days. The Andy Griffith Show stars at this year's Mayberry Days Festival were Betty Lynn, Maggie Peterson, James Best, Elizabeth McRae, George Spence, Morgan Brittany, Peggy McKay, Leroy McNeese, Roland White. It was his debut at the Mayberry Days for Roland, and Margaret Carey, along with Karen Knotts and George Lindsay Jr., plus other entertainers that are favorites like the VW Boys, Michael Hoover, Ginger Boatwright, and all the Mayberry Tribute artists. It was a great weekend there in Mayberry Days. A month after Mayberry Days, it was all about, it was all aboard for floating on at Mrs. Wiley's Tea Party when Jackie Joseph, Ernest T. Sweet Romina, set sail in October with a Halloween cruise to Mayberry 8. It was the 8th Mayberry cruise. Along with a fellow cast member, Leroy Mack McNeese, and a deck full of Mayberry frolickers. There's photos and stuff online in the e-bullet, folks, for you to look at some of the pictures that go along with the things I'm telling you about. So I definitely want to encourage you to head over there and check those out. Had a great time on the Mayberry Cruise. If you get a chance to go, you should go next year with us because we'll be going back. Now back to the bullet. It says, about a week after returning from the Mayberry Cruise, Jackie Joseph celebrated a milestone 80th birthday with family and friends back home in California. Jackie was a pleasure to be with on the cruise, and definitely something I would encourage you if you ever get to see Jackie. She is a sweet and wonderful lady. Back to the bullet, because I keep giving a lot of commentary. Richard O'Link, the associate producer and longtime manager of Andy Griffith, Jim Nabors, Ken Berry, Maggie Peterson, Ronnie Schell, and others, reports that he's doing well. He celebrated his 96th birthday with a gathering of family and friends at his home in Hawaii back in October, on the 23rd of October. And as I said, he's the Andy Griffith Show associate producer. And Mr. Link is a very nice guy, too. He's been to Mayberry Days many times. It's been a pleasure to be around. Margaret Carey, she has been collaborating with George Lindsay Jr. on some comedy performances. And she did some interviews with George about show business and his memories of his dad. Those are expected to be on her website at TinkerbellTalks.com at some point. So if you don't know who Margaret is, she was Bess Muggins. And, you know, she was on the Christmas episode where her husband got arrested. That was her. So head over to TinkerbellTalks.com and you can find out more about her. Karen Knotts, Don's daughter, her performance of Tied Up in Knots in Indiana back in October also helped raise $4,000 for the town's public library. Atta girl, Karen! She also had recent engagements in Louisiana, Ohio, Kansas. And for more information, you can book her to perform in your area. There's a link in the e-bullet as to exactly how to go about doing that. Folks, there's always more information in the bullet or the e-bullet about things. And so we had some sad news I want to pass along to you. Arthur Mallett passed away back in May 18th. He was 85 years old. Now, you may not remember him, but he was on two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show back in the sixth season. The first was in The Vagrant in Lost and Found. He was a vagrant. It's episode number 178. And then he plays Purvis in The Battle of Mayberry, episode 188. So 10 episodes apart. That wide range of roles was typical for Arthur Mallett, who changed his name for acting and played everything, played on everything from a judge on Bewitched to a professor on The Wild Wild West to a graveyard keeper in Halloween and a bum on Bosom Buddies. He won a special award for drama from the Drama Desk Awards in 1957 for his contributions to the Broadway revival of Volophone. Boy, I'm sure I said that wrong. The Misanthrope. That was performed in French. No wonder I can't say it. It's French. It's French word. French word. French. French. Like I get. He was also in three Broadway productions in the late 50s before concentrating on film work. There's a lot more information about him right there in the e-bullet. So, folks, I definitely want to encourage you, do not miss the e-bullet, because there is all kinds of great information there in the e-bullet. So definitely do not miss it. All right, so let's get back to a little bit more fun stuff. Folks, we have now in the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club reached 1,416 chapters. That's right. Let's welcome some of the latest chapters. We have Myers Lake Bait Shop from Perrysburg, Ohio. Yay! And next up is What About Our Evil Influence from Staunton, Virginia. Are you joshing? Are you joshing? From Warsaw, North Carolina. I Miss Mayberry. That's a Facebook page, a fan page, and it's a chapter as well. So head over there if you'd like to be a part of that on Facebook. I'm sure they'd love to have you. Is that you, Ernest T? And from Stanton, Kentucky. Now that's a pickle. from Roanoke, Virginia. Wow, I can't believe that name wasn't already taken. Morning, Honey, from Thomasville, North Carolina. I love the names. I remember when we were picking out our local name here in Huntsville. Its name is Mother Figure. Our Mother Figure. The Mother Figure chapter in Huntsville, Alabama. When my friend Rob and I were trying to figure out a name, we thought, man, all the good names are taken. And yet names like that, now that's a pickle. And Morning, Honey. Morning, Dear. Morning, Honey. are still available. Wow, that's amazing. Folks, there is so much going on in and around Mayberry. I definitely want to encourage you to go and check out The Bullet. It's always a pleasure. Jim Clark works so hard on issues of The Bullet. And there's just so much there. Go check it out. And I want to encourage you also, I know this show is always brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. But Weaver's Department Store is the store for the Andy Griffith Show Real and Watchers Club. It's how they raise money to help put on events like Mayberry Days and other events. They donate money to that continually. And so any purchases you make at Weaver's Department Store helps continue the Mayberry events that you find around the country and podcasts like this. You know, all this kind of stuff that Jim actually helps us do. Folks, they got some new stuff. I mentioned it earlier. Jim's Mr. Weaver. And they've actually got some of our old T-shirts, like the Mayberry Union High and Mayberry Choppers. They now have sweatshirts of those and hoodies of some of them. So go over to Weaver's Department Store and check it out, because it is wintertime and it's getting close to Christmas. It's time to go in there and start looking for some Mayberry stuff. Now, if you really got a Mayberry fan in your life, they got some special stuff going on over there right now of some original Andy Griffith Show scripts. That's right. These are Hal Smith's scripts. So if you ever wanted to get a script from the Andy Griffith Show that's an original, not a copy, head over there and check it out, because they have several scripts over there that you can check through. But it's at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Go there and get them now, because they won't be there very long. You will not regret it. They're a lot of fun to have. A lot of them even have Hal Smith's actual, he's written notes on there. So you can actually check it out. They got stuff over at Weaver's like the Matlock series, if you like Matlock. There, a whole series is on there. They got the Andy Griffith Show entire season sets, all of them, for $109 right now. $109 for every episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Don't tell me you can't afford that. Come on, $25, 4 months, you're good. I hope I'm not being pushy. I don't like pushy salesmen. I'm not trying to be pushy. I'm trying to get you to go out there and get some stuff. It's Christmas nearly. Get it. Return of the Killer Shrews on DVD. That's a fun romp if you enjoy things like that. James Best, our friend James Best, and David Browning and his wife Patty are both on that movie. If nothing else, it's fun to watch. And like I said, it's if you like Sharknado that came on not too long ago, you'll love it. All right, let's check out some chapter news, as long as we're going into this stuff. All right, so chapter news. It's been a busy fall and an entire year for many of the chapters. A whole bunch of chapters attended and helped out at Mayberry Days back in September. We have a photo gallery of the Andy Griffith Show stars and fans on our Facebook page over at facebook.com/TAGSRWC. The Andy Griffith Show Rear and Watchers Club, first letter of them. So head over there and check it out. There's links in the e-bullet you'll be able to find. The Mayberry Days Silent Auction, organized by the Andy Griffith Show Rear and Watchers Club's Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter on the internet. They raised $2,507.50 this year, according to the meticulous record keeping of chief organizer Jeff Koontz. All proceeds go toward future enhancements of Mayberry Days. Most of the donated items and many of the bids come from Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter members. So folks, that is a huge event undertaking that Jeff Koontz does every year as part of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, and I want to thank him personally. Next up, this was a big award that I want to tell you about. The Andy Griffith Show Rio Nutcher's Club presented its two major awards during Mayberry Days. First was the Jim Schwanke Memorial Award, traditionally presented during the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rogers Club annual meeting, the Schwenke Award, honoring Houston's Mayberry Texans founder, Jim Schwenke, who died back in 2002. This year was presented during the VW Boys concert in order to accommodate the hectic Mayberry Day schedule of its recipient. This year's Jim Schwenke Award was presented to none other than David Browning, founder of the I Ain't No Rockefeller chapter of Bristol, Virginia, and beloved for all the joy he has brought to millions of people as the Mayberry deputy. And I was able to present that award to Mr. Browning, and I tell you what, that was a big event for both of us, I believe, because I appreciate David so much. The other award presented by the Andy Griffith Show Real and Archers Club was the Mayberry Friendship Award. Kenneth Junkin presented the award to Bob Mundy, founder of the Briscoe of Mayberry chapter from Indianapolis, Indiana, and a Briscoe Darling tribute artist. Bob has given generously of his talents and time to several Mayberry events all over the country, and he spreads Mayberry smiles wherever he goes. All we can say is more power to you, Bob, and thanks. Congratulations to Bob and David on their well-deserved awards. Folks, there is so much more in the e-bullet. I'm not even going to try to go through everything. There's all kinds of chapter news. There's pictures. There's just so much in there. Definitely go and check out the e-bullet. I know you're going to love it. Folks, I want to thank you for spending some time with me here in Mayberry, and I want to encourage you to give me a call at 888-684-8415 or drop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs and leave a message there. Or you can go by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave comments on any of our show notes. I'll see them, and hopefully I'll be able to get back to you, or maybe I'll answer the questions right here on the podcast. So, folks, I want to thank you for spending the time with me here in Mayberry. I want to thank you personally for taking the time to spend some time listening to me ramble on. And I want to thank Jim Clark for all the work he does on the e-bullet. Folks, until next week, I hope you have a great Mayberry week. And bring some smiles to folks. Say some Mayberry quotes to them. See how they like it. Folks, we'll see you next time on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Good night, everybody.